When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin battles bears on offense as Christmas delivers a $50,000 Bitcoin gift. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Pentoshi shares here, let's make trading into a game. Here's how I see it. Right now, bears on offense, they take price down to 46,000, but there are a lot of retest and liquidity there. Equals stop price from moving. They begin to close the shorts and buy some spot back. Bears become bull short term, like myself. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B. He recently tweeted, let me be clear. Number one, November 98,000 and December 135,000 miss equals floor model fail. Number two, December 100,000 miss. I have said earlier that if Bitcoin less than $100,000 December 2021, then stock the flow is off the rails and validated dead. To be honest, this was a little attempt to clarify $100,000 average this cycle and regression analysis. Stock the flow model intact. Also in today's show, Bitcoin facing ultimate test as new year arrives, says veteran trader Tone Vase, and shares his latest outlook. Quoting him right here, if the price of Bitcoin is sitting in the $50,000 range and it comes back down to 48,000 over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, that could be good enough consolidation to then bounce right into its death cross. I do expect the moving averages to cross sometime in very late December to early January, and that's going to be the ultimate test for Bitcoin's resistance. Also in today's show, Bitcoin blasts to $57,000 incoming, then real Bitcoin breakout will begin, says top crypto analyst Crypto Callio. Quoting him here, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I still expect to see Bitcoin to have a parabolic move to top out at $100,000 plus this cycle. I'll gladly start scaling out around $150,000. I expect it to go higher, but I am not concerned with nailing the top. Until then, just keep stacking. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC, noting it will become unstoppable and will replace gold. Michael Saylor personally owns over 17,700 BTC, while his company is hodling over 122,478 Bitcoins. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts, and Merry, Merry Christmas. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin held on to $50,000 support into December 25th as Bitcoin bulls avoided an unwelcome Christmas Day surprise. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, new data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin maintaining 50,000 support into the weekend, having ranged after local highs above $51,500. Bitcoin was calm as the holiday season got underway, with thinner liquidity yet to show itself in the form of volatile price moves, with most taking a break from the trading and analysis. The nearest target to the upside remained the $1 trillion market cap level at $53,000 per BTC. And for popular trader Pentoshi, a point of friction could come in the form of selling activity, driving down the Bitcoin liquidity price to $46,000, only then to buy it back in for a rebound, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Let's make trading into a game. Here's how I see it. Right now, bears on offense. They take price down to 46,000, but there was a lot of resistant liquidity there, equal stop price for moving. They begin to close the shorts and buy some spot back. Bears become bull short term, like myself. And zoom in further out, the yearly close was yet to form a major topic of interest, with Bitcoin nonetheless up $21,000 versus the start of 2021. Not too shabby, $21,000 gains thus far this year. Now let's discuss the stock to flow model and the latest from Plan B, taking stock at the end of the year. Meanwhile, with stock to flow model creator, Plan B, having attracted fresh criticism over Twitter's comments. He says we're misconstrued. The popular analyst said that Bitcoin was still abiding by his model's predictions this month. Checking out his latest tweets here on crypto Twitter, floor model fail. Misses like these have not happened last 10 years. Floor model is like 200 week moving average, but with geometric instead of arithmetic mean. Geometric mean never increased less than 4.9% per month. So I could calculate Bitcoin August to December. However, November was only 3.7% and December 2.7%. Stock to flow model intact. Key is that Bitcoin 51,000 is still within one standard deviation band of stock to flow model at roughly $50,000 to $200,000. See this chart. If Bitcoin stays within that one band for the next 2.5 years, then stock to flow model is still valid and indeed useful for me. Of course, you should make your own call. Let me be clear. November 98,000 and December $135,000 miss equals floor model fail. December $100,000 miss. I've said earlier that if Bitcoin is less than $100,000 by December 2021, then stock to flow is off the rails, invalidated, dead. To be honest, that was a little attempt to clarify. $100,000 average this cycle and regression analysis. Stock to flow model intact. And he leaves us with this. Imagine thinking a model that has stayed within one standard deviation band for 3 years has failed. In my opinion, we're in the same exact spot as March of 2019 when I published the stock to flow model at the low end of the first band. Do your own research, look at the chart, your choice, and checking out this response here. According to this table, you say there will be no new all-time high until 2024. Silly, and Plan B responded, no. According to this chart, Bitcoin will bounce between $50,000 and $200,000 until 2024. We are at $50,000. Current all-time high is $69,000, and it is likely we hit $200,000 before 2024. And checking out Benjamin Cohen's response, you did clarify this in the video we did a while back already. $100,000 by December 2021 always seemed more like your preference rather than stock to flow requirement. To me, it still looks like lengthening cycles are playing out. And Plan B responded, true, 100,000 is model value, and I'm okay with not being exactly right. What makes stock to flow or any model useful, in my opinion, is its range. An example, the first band, about lengthening cycles, like we discussed, I look at averages/ranges, not tops and bottoms. You look at tops, and yes, a top could be further and lower. Also like to point out that his stock to flow X model, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price, medium average between now and 2024. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin faces the ultimate test as new year arrives, says veteran trader Tone Bayes, and shares his latest outlook, as well as MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.4 trillion with about $82 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.5% with the Ether dominance at 20.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have KDA leading the pack up 11%, trading at about $13, followed by Aave up about 7.5%, trading at $268, followed by the Metaverse's Sandbox up 7% for the day and 27% for the week, trading at $6.57. Now, which alts are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. It shows we're currently rated a 39 out of 100 in fear on Christmas Day. Yesterday was a 41, last week a 24, and last month a 32 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. Today's show is brought to you by IQ Protocol, a framework for renting wrapped expirable versions of digital assets, risk-free and collateralless. And once you launch the app, here's what it looks like. Also note that the IQT token is due to launch in quarter one of 2022, and the team is currently working on a few incentive programs, including for those who are staking PRQ tokens on the IQ Protocol. An IQ token airdrop will take place in quarter one of 2022. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click the link in the description right down below to check out the IQ Protocol for yourself yourself. And also note, this is a paid sponsorship, so please do your own research. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Veteran crypto trader Tone Vey, shout out to Tone, says he identified the next crucial testing level for Bitcoin in a new strategy session. He tells his 118,000 YouTube subs that he expects the Bitcoin price to face its ultimate test sometime in late December or early January. Quoting him here, if the price of Bitcoin is sitting in the $50,000 range and it comes back down to $48,000 over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, that can be good enough consolidation to then bounce right into is death cross. I do expect the moving averages to cross sometime in very late December to early January, and that's going to be the ultimate test for Bitcoin's resistance. And though no official timeframes are set, an asset's death cross forms when its short-term moving average dips below its long-term moving average, which is traditionally a bear signal. Vase also notes that Bitcoin's death cross could happen somewhere in the $52,000 to $54,000 range. Now, looking at Bitcoin's 4-hour chart, Vase says that Bitcoin is forming a double top pattern, which to him is a sign of bullish momentum. Quoting him again here, the 4-hour chart appears to have broken the MRI, which is the momentum reversal indicator resistance line, but it perfectly hit an MRI top on a 4-hour chart, just like it hit it hours ago. Look what happened after the top has not yet broken on an intra candle level. You know my rule on double tops. Double tops are meant to be broken to the upside. The fact that we made it all the way up and matched the second top is a bullish sign. Now, the MRI is a time-based chart indicator that attempts to anticipate a reversal of an asset's price movements. And to check out this entire analysis by crypto trader Tone Vase, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin blast to 57,000 incoming, then real Bitcoin breakout will begin, says top crypto analyst Crypto Callio, as well as MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 0.5% for the day, but still maintaining just above $50,700. We have Ethereum maintaining just above that critical $4,000 support, while Solana, AVAX, BNB, Polkadot, Luna, Cardano, and XRP are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Top crypto analyst is confident that Bitcoin will see a new record high even after the benchmark crypto plunged to nearly 46,000 earlier this month. The synonymous trader known as Crypto Callio tells his 460,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin is now on its way to 57,000 after breaching that 50K level. Quoting him here, just like that, first breakout complete, expecting a quick run up to 57,000, followed by a slightly slower grind to 70,000 before the real breakout on the high time frame 2021 pennant begins, as you can see here in this chart. And even amid the price correction that affected Bitcoin and the broader crypto market, Callio predicted earlier in the month that Bitcoin will hit over $100,000 this bull cycle. Quoting him again here, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I still expect to see Bitcoin to have a parabolic move to top out at $100,000 plus this cycle. I'll gladly start scaling out at around 150,000. I expect it to go higher, but I am not concerned with nailing the top. Until then, just keep stacking. Now, the analyst also argues that he sees Bitcoin following the footsteps of the S&P 500 ETF Trust, which recently printed new all-time highs. Quoting him here, highest close ever for SPY. Let me put it to you plainly, the same argument that was made this summer when Bitcoin slash crypto lagged, it caught up. Same-ish is going to happen again. Now, Callio says Bitcoin's dropped below 50,000 is an opportunity for investors to ramp up their holdings. That's right, keep stacking them sats. And before I break down our final story of the day, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my Bitcoin slash crypto merch store, which is now live. You can help support the movement by visiting merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter that goes out every single day to over 30,000 subscribers. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, and Apple's iTunes. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. Facebooks, wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, shout out to Saylor, talked about his Bitcoin strategy and Bitcoin price prediction in a recent interview with The Information published this week. Saylor revealed that he personally owns at least 17,732 BTC, not too shabby, eh? Which is the same amount he disclosed back in October of last year. And at the current Bitcoin price, his Bitcoin stash is almost worth $858 million. Now, the MicroStrategy executive never sold any of his Bitcoins and does not believe they should ever be sold. And furthermore, The Information reported, Saylor foresees Bitcoin hitting $600,000 per coin and eventually $6 million per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor. I feel it's inevitable and only a matter of time. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy amassed 122,478 BTC worth almost $6 billion at today's current prices. These Bitcoins were acquired at an average purchase price of under $30,000 and for a cost basis of $3.7 billion, according to the company's Investor Day presentation published last week. Now, MicroStrategy described itself as the largest publicly traded corporate holder of Bitcoin in the world, and as well as the first public company to adopt Bitcoin as a primary treasury reserve asset. That's right, they are the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. Its corporate strategy is to acquire and hodl Bitcoin long term and purchase Bitcoin through the use of excess cash flows and debt and equity transactions. And in November, Saylor said that Bitcoin was unstoppable and will emerge as a $100 trillion asset class, which is virtually 100x of where we're currently at. Now, the CEO has repeatedly said that Bitcoin will replace gold. He said earlier in the month, once upon a time, gold was almost desirable as a store of value, but now Bitcoin is taking its place. Take that, Peter Schiff. I also agree that once the Bitcoin market cap flips that of gold, which is what, roughly $10 trillion, so once Bitcoin 10x's from here in market value, I feel we can see a $500,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price pretty effortlessly, and I will not be surprised to see a $6 million BTC sometime in the near future. Just throwing it out there. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin battles the bears on offense as Christmas delivers a $50,000 Bitcoin gift. Also shared the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. And also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin facing the ultimate test as new year arrives, says veteran trader Tone Bays, and I shared his latest new outlook. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin blasting to 57,000 and then the real Bitcoin breakout will begin, says top crypto analyst Crypto Callio. Also in today's show, we discussed the MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foreseeing the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Nate wrote, another great update, JV, as always. Very interesting point about how some portion of the Bitcoin kept on exchanges and hot wallets especially is effectively illiquid by practice, would mean the illiquid supply issue and potential supply shock or supply squeeze are even more relevant as demand picks up. Essentially, loving that baby, go Bitcoin. And in my case also, go Matic, go Cardano, and yes, a smaller but very promising altcoin, go FET. Merry Christmas all. And yes, a very happy new year. Thumbs up again, JV. Merry Christmas, fam, and happy hodling. Bitcoin moon time. Let's freaking go. And our next feature comment comes from Luigi Mario, who wrote, JV, great show as always. Merry Christmas and happy new year to you and yours. Peace, brother. Merry Christmas, fam, and happy hodling. And our third and final feature comment comes from Pezza, who wrote, happy Christmas, JV. Keep up the great work. Your positive energy is priceless. I just bought my Christmas day, dollar cost average. Still stacking. Let's go. Merry Christmas. Keep stacking them sats, fam, and dollar cost averaging. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.